How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. I was burning my eggs in the other room. That's not great.
Did you go get them?
Yeah, they're gotten.
So, do you have a plan of how you want to do this? Are we
Yep, it's just like a normal deal. You're a normal guest.
you got questions for me?
I got questions, conversations, anecdotes.
I hope I don't have to be interesting.
You're merely explaining the work that you've just created. I have a page of notes here. But
Okay.
if you're ready to go, I'll give you the spiel. The way I normally do this is I start a clock, read a short introduction, and then we go for 42 minutes and usually arrive at the meaning of life, the universe, and everything.
Oh, is that why it's called 42 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. I've never.
The other interesting thing is at that point, some guests realize, oh shit, this is going to last 42 minutes.
I thought it was just gonna be like a 5 minute interview.
Yeah, it's 42 minutes. They're like, whoa. Well, I guess that makes sense, doesn't it? Yep, it really does.
High level thinking. All right.
But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's funny because, like, when I listen to, I don't know if 42 minutes is the perfect length or slightly too long. I mean, so, like, the people that are used to, like, 5 minute interviews, they really appreciate the depth that we can achieve in 40 minutes versus, like, when someone's just wants to get to the meat of the thing. Okay, you created this thing. What's it about?
Right. Explain it in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Go. Six words or less.
I kept trying to call your thing sound and the vision. Or sound and vision. I
Oh,
think,
like Bowie, yeah.
yeah, totally. All right. Well, if you're ready.
Yeah, it'd be a great song to play though. I've considered using it in the video. Multiple times I considered it, but
Yeah. I don't know. I always end up with like bad pop music for some reason. We'll see where I end
well,
up.
I'm just saying I support that.
I approve of this message. Okay. All right.
I wonder sometimes
You wonder what?
about sound and vision, don't you?
Generally speaking?
That's the lyrics of the song.
Oh. I just know.
Don't you wonder sometimes?
Blue, electric blue, la 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 la. All right, here we go. Okay. Let's see, I am recording. What is that from?
Barton Fink.
Yeah. Well, that's a good part of the film, huh?
Well, it's pretty fucking intense,
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Again, tried to get it all in there, you know, the light and the dark for
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Well, thanks. This was great. I think the fans are gonna love it.
Well, yeah, I hope someone gets something out of this, and I know, like I said, at the end of the day, I have to remind myself this was like a personal thing I needed to do, and I just hope it translates to other people. So.
Yeah, it will. I don't know. I don't know if that. It's funny because I don't even know. Like, as a writer, you're wondering who your audience is. But I don't know. At some point, you have to just kind of let go and let the thing do what it's going to do.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I gave up the idea of like who was the audience. At some point, I'm like, this is for myself. I'm the audience. This is some shit I want to watch, and I want to,
The other hard thing I realized is that you're asking for critiques from people who don't understand what you're doing, And so we're giving like notes. It's like, oh, geez, I don't know how good my notes were, Alan, because I didn't understand what the hell you're trying to do.
Well, that's weird. When I was like wrapping up and getting close to being done, I think I showed it to you at the like that 35-minute point or so, like that that first breath you mentioned.
Well, even the credits, like, it's like, what? I don't. There's something like anticlimactic about this, and so I was telling you maybe, but it doesn't feel that way anymore. Where you know, I you said you took out about 8 minutes there.
Yeah, it's funny. So everything I told you, like there was like a mathematical. There were certain like mathematical points or time codes, right? And we don't have to get into that. I don't want to, whatever. But there was a lot of shit like that. And then by cutting some of that stuff out, it's like it threw the math off. And then I was like, I had taken out like 8 minutes, and I was like, oh, maybe I should take out 18 minutes and make it like the Watergate tapes, you know? And I was just like, no, I'm not going to do like another exact mathematical try and cut this certain number or whatever. But
the irony is incredible that, like, I mean, in the book Infinite Jest, there's the film, but then the book itself is built on such a structure that when his editor started getting into it, and I told you about this, it threw off his structure because it was so mathematical.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you?
I love it that you created the Infinite Jest, Alan.
Oh, that's fantastic. I was trying to make something Finnegan's Wakey in the sense of like, you know, something that encoded the universe and a loop and all this sort of stuff. But if I can get, I'll definitely take Infinite Jest. Yeah, I have written somewhere the exact amount that I took out. I don't know if there's a sync there. 8 minutes, 43 seconds. Yeah, I don't know what that means. It doesn't do that. I don't know what's 8 minutes and 43 seconds, but
and
that's
the other,
how much I ended up getting cut.
The thing that I didn't get to ask you about is how I love it that immediately, like, some of the sync guys were like turning your thing on its head and saying, okay, the correct way to watch this is by beginning at this point. I guess we'll have to wait for David to tell us which album it syncs to also.
It's fun because Bill commented, oh, started at the 23-minute mark. So, like, later that night, I sat down and I was like, well, let me see what happens if you start it there, you know? And I don't think I watched the whole thing from that starting point, but I was just like, okay, interesting, you know? I think that night I did. I think I watched the whole thing starting from 23 minutes.
It's 23 minutes kind of starting at Gary Lachman talking about... Man, Will really, really shows up well in this film. Like, I just miss that guy.
Yeah. It's funny because I've spoken to Will about it, and he'd be like, there's a lot of Bill and there's a lot of Wally in here, you know? And I, like, almost like as if he was, I don't know, jealous or something. And I'm like, dude, there's a lot of you too. I think everyone takes in like their contribution differently. So like Bill, it was funny. It's like Bill Klaus didn't know that Will made that private comment to me, but then he comments, he's like, wow, Will and Andras really sound great in this.
Yeah.
He's
like they're
like,
on their
A game.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's funny. There's also,
quote by Jason. I'm going to make a trippy movie that's like 5 hours long with lights and everyone will wake up.
Yeah. Again, it's constantly like being very self-referential. There's a thing in there. Like so that, it's like, am I making this thing that's going to spark your mind or am I just fooling myself in that sense? There's also like, I did that whole kind of like very self-referential personal thing of like there's the sort of sad part around Gary Lachman and all that sort of stuff, and then with the Truman Show where I'm talking to Wally about like leaving, taking time away from Sync Book and my feelings about it and all this sort of stuff, And then you get to the halfway point, and I used this clip from one of the Radio 8 Ball shows we did at the 2014 Olympia Sync Summit, where the line is something like, the resulting concert film where the front man gets all nostalgic with his pain. I hate that kind of star. And it's like that I chose as sort of like a, yeah, I don't want this thing to be a woe is me. You know, so sort of like making fun of myself for earlier in the film, taking the liberty to like be sad and like process my emotions. And then later I'm like, yeah, but okay, like fuck that. Let's move on and not get lost. You know, let's not just make this like that, because it's so much more. And there's a lot of things that are like referring to each other, or as I would sort of my thoughts of the video change, then sort of comment on the video itself within the video in that way. So
yeah, someone called it a love letter to Sync. I thought, yeah, that does justice to its breadth, I think. I mean, because it's not really a greatest hits, because you didn't set out to capture, like, it, the narrative is more important than the players, but because you cared so much about the narrative, I think you got the best moments from the players, say. Like, Miss Mark LeClaire, you know, you captured David's brilliance. Yeah.
Yeah, Bill, in a private message, caught on to something, that this was another potential name for the thing. At some point, I almost called it Sync Book Volume 3. And he's like, oh, you made Sync Book Volume 3. And I was like, oh, cool, you caught that. Like, by utilizing the different players and sort of letting people shine, I sort of thought of it in a similar structure, or, again, structures within structures, but that was definitely on my mind. I hope people feel good about their inclusion in all this. I think everyone sounds great. There's no one that I take little jabs at people here and there. but I think there's no one that I'm like shitting on, other than some politicians and maybe Red Ice or something. So.
Yeah. All right, well, I gotta get ready and go to work now.
Got you. Okay. Well, thank you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, can I just ask real quick a personal thing, and I won't keep you. But so you said at this point you've seen it like 3 times. So have you seen the version I released? Like, actually watched that through?
You mean the?
I know you'd seen the like the first draft. Did you actually watch the version that I like released
publicly? Oh yeah, definitely. I think definitely. So after people started commenting on it, like, I wanted to see what Rodney was commenting upon, and then I also tried Bill's trick of starting at 23.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I've gone around that loop like at least one full time since it's been in its released form. And so, and that's why, like, even this morning, I think I started about 45 minutes and then went to 20 minutes in.
Okay.
You know,
so do you feel that those cut eight minutes helps that end?
Yes, I do.
Right. Yeah. I think so too. I don't know.
I mean, part of it was, yeah, I definitely do, but I also knew what to expect. You know, where the credits start showing up and it's like, okay, this thing's over, but then it starts again. Like, that was, I got a little bit of whiplash. But then the other really strange thing is when you were asking for notes, I was like super sick. And so this time around, I'm seeing things that I'm like, how did I miss like this? Like, that's the thing. It is really dense. And so there are definitely times when I realize that, if I'm paying attention too much to the vision and not the voice, I miss the voice, or vice versa, when they're competing with each other. Like, there is times when it's like, it's interesting that, you know, there's a lot going on there.
Oh yeah. I think when I showed Bill like the first 30 minutes, he's like, sometimes I couldn't tell if I was watching or listening. And that's been my experience. It's like sometimes I get lost in the visual and then I'm like, oh, I missed what was just said. And sometimes exactly, I get like so caught up in listening that I forget to look. And then sometimes they meet back up. And that's definitely why I ended up, calling it what I called it. And that was definitely a, if you want to say goal, that was a goal, was to definitely play with those senses and leave something for you to find next time of, okay, now I know what he said there, let me look at it or whatever. I don't know, but okay, I just really, what I wanted to ask was, like, did those 8 minutes shaving, like, I think the
Yes.
combination of shaving those 8 minutes and then putting the credits there, so like as you said, the credits happen, you're like, it's over, but then it starts back. It really only, like, the song that Andras Mystery Behind starts, and it's literally just like plays it out. So that song just plays, and then it's over, actually over. And I felt like that was a more acceptable, like, oh, this started back up. Not really. It's almost like an epilogue or whatever, whatever.
Yeah. Like LeClaire's, talking about resolution, and then kind of we arrive at this point where, oh, well, I want to have a resolution, but can there really be resolution? And then, then he starts talking about beginnings, and it's like, oh, yeah, perfect.
Cool. All right. Thank you, brother.
All
I
right.
appreciate that.
Yeah, we need to figure out how we hang out here sometime in the near future.
God, yeah, that'd be amazing.
All right, well, you have a good day.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.